Ask the Doctor, Understanding Gastroparesis by Dr. Linda A. Lee. From the editor, following Tom Lai's description of his experience with diabetes-related gastroparesis, we include the column, originally published in the summer 2008 edition of The Voice of the Diabetic, from Dr. Linda Lee, addressing the science behind this disorder. Dr. Lee is a gastroenterologist on the faculty of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, who specializes in the care of patients suffering from challenging digestive disorders, including gastroparesis. Here's what she says. Gastroparesis is a disorder in which the stomach does not empty properly. Normally, most solid food passes from the stomach within 2 to 4 hours after eating. But if you have gastroparesis, food lingers in your stomach and causes bloating, nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Between 30% and 50% of those with diabetes have gastroparesis, and it can affect how well your blood sugars are controlled. Because your food digests so slowly, you may experience problems with either hyperglycemia or hypoglycemia if you take insulin. Why am I at risk of gastroparesis just because of my diabetes? High blood sugar levels in diabetes can cause nerve damage over time, and nerves are embedded in the wall of your gastrointestinal tract. Doctors think damage to these nerves causes gastroparesis. Is there anything I can do to help prevent getting this condition? Doctors haven't proven that controlling your blood sugars alone can prevent gastroparesis. Keeping your levels below 180 milligrams per deciliter may help reduce symptoms because higher blood sugar levels do impair the rate at which your stomach empties. What are the symptoms of gastroparesis? You may have nausea, particularly after eating, bloating, a sense of fullness that prevents you from eating large meals, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Symptoms may start and stop suddenly or be constant. Gastroparesis may also aggravate heartburn. In mild cases, symptoms last just a few days, but in 5% of people with gastroparesis, severe symptoms can lead to bouts of dehydration, repeated hospitalizations, and absences from work and family. How will I know if I have it? If you have symptoms, your physician will request a radiology test called a solid phase gastric emptying scan. You will eat scrambled eggs prepared with a tracer and then sit with a scanner that will detect the path of the eggs as they move into and out of your stomach over a 4-hour period. If you have no other blockage in your stomach or intestine that would interfere with normal stomach emptying and the food sits in your stomach for a prolonged period, then you have gastroparesis. What are the best ways to manage gastroparesis if I get it? Avoid foods that have more than 3 grams of fat per serving, since fat slows stomach emptying. If you have symptoms, avoid fibrous foods like raw vegetables and fruits because these are harder for your stomach to empty. Instead, switch to a liquid diet for a while. Liquids empty from the stomach more rapidly than solid foods. Eat 5 or 6 small meals a day. If you are vomiting, drink lots of clear fluids to prevent dehydration. If you cannot keep even liquids down, go to the emergency room so that you can get intravenous fluids. Your doctor may prescribe medications to speed stomach emptying or reduce nausea. Try to keep your blood sugars below 180 milligrams per deciliter because higher levels directly slow the emptying of the stomach and can make your symptoms worse. Avoid taking narcotic pain medications. These can further delay your stomach's emptying. What else should I know about diabetes and my digestive system? If you have gastroparesis, you may also have diarrhea or constipation. You should discuss these symptoms with your doctor. If your symptoms are severe enough to interfere with daily activities, consider getting help from a gastroenterologist, a physician who specializes in problems with digestion. To find out more about gastroparesis and current clinical research, visit the National Institutes of Health Gastroparesis Clinical Research Consortium at www.gpcrc.us or visit the gastroparesis page at the International Foundation for Functional Gastrointestinal Disorders at www.gpcrc.us. About gimobility.org.